from Cincinnati to Tennessee, and I decided to move from Tennessee to Arizona, but people was telling me, do not move to Arizona because it's so hot that your car handles burn and melt, and when you go outside in the summer, your skin burn. And I was like, well, they got ointment and medication for STDs that burn, so why wouldn't they have some type of ointment for that? So I end up getting on the plane, me and my ex, and we went to Atlanta first, and we flew from Atlanta to the airport in Phoenix. So I'm getting ready to get off the plane, and I opened the door, and it was like, woof. And that heat hit me like, I was like, oh my God, the devil just breathed on me. It's super hot. And, you know, when I opened the door, it was like a growling sound. So another thing about Arizona that I noticed is out here, you got to have a license for everything or a permit. And I was thinking, like, I never heard of a place where you got to have a license or a permit to smoke marijuana. And, you know, even though I don't smoke marijuana any longer, I remember one time I was smoking marijuana. Well, I was with two females and we were, you know, just chilling, and we were sitting at the table, and, you know, I'm sitting there, they puffing. I said, you know what, let me get a couple of puffs of that. So they let me puff like three times. And the moment that I started puffing, I heard a noise at the door. And I was like, what the hell is that? So I get up and I open the door. I immediately shut the door back real quick and sat down. And they were like, so who was at the door? And I was like, oh, it's nobody but my ex with a butcher knife. And they was like, for real? And I was like, well, that's what I saw. Maybe it's the weed. And I said, well, I ain't fucking smoking with you guys no more. Shit, this some scary ass weed. Y'all got me smoking. So that's one of the reasons why I stopped smoking. I get too paranoid. Another thing that I forgot to do before I moved out here is I wanted to always visit the White House. But I was thinking, well, if I visit the White House and I visit the president, I should not waste the president's time because he's a busy man. So I was thinking, well, maybe I should go up there with something more important to say. So, like, for instance, I go up there and I'm sitting with the president and I say, how you doing, sir? And he say, yeah, how you doing? What can I do for you? And I say, well, I hope you can help me with this problem. And he say, what? And I say, well, my light is kind of dim, and I think I need a new brain. And you know, he turn around and he look at me and he look at his Secret Service man and he say, get this stupid son of a bitch out of here. First he came last year asking for some courage, and now he'll come up in here asking for a new brain. Go to a Costco and get a brain. You can't get one here. So, you know, I thought the government's supposed to actually provide everything for the American citizen, but I guess I was wrong. But I think that sometimes people don't realize how important it is to figure out why we're here on this planet. But you got to figure it out sometimes. But another time I was smoking weed, and it was my birthday, and, you know, I ate some marijuana brownies. Well, I baked them, actually. And, you know, I ate a couple pieces, And, you know, it was maybe 2 or 3 hours later, and I'm sitting and I'm talking to my female friend, and all of a sudden, I couldn't talk. You know, and I did have a tongue now. I wasn't a mute, but I guess the weed kicked in and I couldn't talk and I froze. And she started looking at me real funny, real weird. And so she ran out the door. And then I jumped up and I heard something out the window. And, you know, I live on the 13th floor. So I'm like, who the hell could be out the window at the 13th floor, you know? And I'm looking all around. So I heard the noise again, and I jumped in my "I'm a fuck you up" stance. And and my friend come back and open the door. She say, "Are you okay?" And I go back out in the hall. I said, "You know, I think this weed got me tripping." And we're in the hallway. So I'm, you know, I'm like, "Oh man, I never felt like this before." So I end up calling the paramedics. You know, and they came, you know, and I'm downstairs in the lobby, and I'm sitting there, and my friend's sitting there, you know, and I tell them what happened, and they start immediately laughing at me, and, you know, and they say, "Well, I could tell you never, you know, you never ate, you know, them type of brownies before, but there's nothing we could do about it. You're going to have to sleep that off." So I immediately, you know, I'm thinking like, well, they must got something to do with, you know, they must got something to do with them brownies or something, because they laughing thinking it's a joke, you know. But it was just me being paranoid. So I went back upstairs and I decided to go to sleep. But I was so high when I laid on the bed, it felt like I was like 2-3 feet off of the mattress. So I ended up going to sleep. I woke up about 3 a.m. and swallowed like 2 bologna sandwiches. You know, I ate them sandwiches up like a bear searching in the woods. And so then I went back to sleep and woke up the next morning. I say it was like 11, 12 o'clock when I went downstairs in the lobby, and I was still high. I mean, I was high from 5 p.m. the day before to like 3-4 p.m. the next day. And that experience just had me in a mindset like, weed is not weed no more. It should be called "I'm a fuck your system up weed," because it's not the same from back in the 90s. Shit, I don't know what they smoking nowadays. Shit, that shit had you all turned up, side down, backwards, doing backflips, tumbling, doing somersaults. Shit, I don't know. But everybody have a nice day. And that's the knockout.